Well, obviously very disappointing. You know, it's frustrating to come in with an opportunity that we had and coming into Chicago and not play good enough. I mean, that's the bottom line. We didn't play good enough. Against a team like Chicago, in Chicago, you got to play a pretty flawless game, and we turned the ball over 3 times. We weren't good on third down. We weren't good in the red zone. We didn't take advantage of the opportunities that we had, and we didn't take advantage of the opportunity that this game was. And it is frustrating, but, you know, this is life in the NFL. We have to move on. We got a huge divisional game against Green Bay in a week, and, you know, obviously we got a lot of things to work on and get better at this week. And me personally, I didn't play very well either. And, you know, it's a lot of things we can improve on, a lot of things that we have to improve on. But we're going to take it 1 week at a time, and, you know, we know that this one hurts, but, you know, we can't let it sting us too long. I mean, we'll think about this and learn from it and watch the film tomorrow, but move on to Green Bay.
Now, do you most of the drops early on affect you and kind of throw you out of rhythm and just carry forward through the game?
No, I don't think it threw me out of rhythm. I mean, I think, I mean, for me, I obviously got to throw the ball in a better spot. And as an offense, I mean, we want to stay on the field. We want to convert on third downs. And, you know, myself and the whole offense, I mean, we obviously got to get better at certain things so we can stay on the field.
Excuse, but how much did their interior pressure impact you? Because it seemed like there were a bunch of times you're looking to step up in the pocket and there's somebody coming in there.
Well, they have a great front seven. We knew that. They have a great front four. And, you know, I got to get the ball out. I think I held the ball out, held the ball too long on certain throws. And, you know, I got to find a way to get it out, find a way to ditch it, and not take sacks. I mean, when you take sacks and take negative plays, you're definitely going to hurt yourself. Those things are hard to overcome in the NFL. And those are things that I have to learn and do whatever I can not to take a sack.
To what degree did the pressure impact you on the interception? It looked like you were trying to step sideways.
Yeah, you know, once that pressure was there, I mean, I waited. I tried to get it. It was a dig route. Tried to wait for him to get in the second window, and I shouldn't have waited that long. And you know, had a crossing route to the left that I probably could have just thrown it over his head or gotten the ball out. And you know, I tried to force a play downfield, and that's what, you know, that's something I did before, and I can't do that. I mean, that's something I should learn from and shouldn't have to force those things.
You were able to find a comfort level against Detroit in the pocket and make some things happen, but it seemed like the previous four games kind of reverted to that in terms of your unease, I guess.
Yeah, I got to stay in the pocket. I mean, that's the bottom line, and obviously we're going to see that on film probably. There was plays that could have been made, and I didn't make them, and, you know, I got to get back to where I was 2 weeks ago.
Can you talk about the ability to have a thick skin as a quarterback and kind of bubble yourself out from all the criticism?
Well, you know, like I said before, no criticism is ever going to be harder on me than what I have on myself. I mean, I expect myself to play so much better, and, you know, I get disappointed in myself, and but it's fuel to the fire. I mean, I'm going to work extra harder, work harder, and get back on track. I mean, you know, outside criticism doesn't affect this team. We have the expectations internally of what we know we can do, and we're going to work hard and bounce back. And as a quarterback, you know, it comes with the territory. And, you know, obviously I'm not getting much of the fans to cheer about, and I got to get better.
Do you think this game pivoted on third downs, your guys' inability to pick them up,
yeah,
and there's success?
Yeah, well, I mean, for us as an offense, we had to convert on third downs. And I don't know what our percentage was, but it couldn't have been good. And when you can't keep the defense off the field and our defense is on the field the whole game, I mean, that's tough on them. They get tired, and their offense is going to take advantage of it. And as an offense, we have to stay on the field. We got to keep the ball in our hands and convert on third down.
What were you looking for on fourth down inside the 10 there?
You know, what was the play? We had I was trying to get backside to a slant, and Urlacher read it and kind of went backside and you know, covered the slant, and then I just tried to get out of the pocket and make a play. And I got to keep the ball in bounds, you know, threw it over Jenkins' head and didn't let him make a play. Obviously, fourth down, got to let somebody have an opportunity to make a play.
Play before that, is Rudolph the target until he gets clobbered?
Yeah, I was trying to get to him, and Briggs took him out. I mean, that's a smart play by him, you know, inside 5 yards. And you know, they didn't call a legal contact or anything. So, and then had Jarius in the back of the end zone, and fortunately weren't able to connect. It was a tough play.
When you looked at the pictures of 4th and 2, did you have Jarius on that drag underneath there for a second?
Jarius was on the left slot. To the left, yeah. See, I was working to the right, And then we had man coverage trying to work to the right, and unfortunately, didn't get to get over there.
After a couple more.
How do you go about not allowing this to have a hangover effect? Because you got two huge road games here. Obviously, this one didn't go anything close to what you guys have planned.
You just can't. I mean, that's not an option. I mean, obviously, everyone is disappointed in it, but that's okay for today. But by tomorrow, when we watch that film, we have to move on. There's no other way. We know that we have a big game against Green Bay on the road. Obviously, a tough opponent, our rival, and we have to move on. I mean, that's the only way to do it.
Substantially better than this?
Yeah. Oh, our expectations for ourselves are so much higher than what we played today and what we showed. And, obviously a lot of mental mistakes, turnovers, doing certain things on offense that isn't characteristic of us. I mean, we want to play smart and disciplined, and we didn't do that. And, we know we have the confidence in ourselves that we can play a lot better.
Jerome was beating himself up pretty bad in there. He was pretty disappointed in himself. Is there time to get the two of you in sync left in this season?
There is. Jerome's a heck of a player, and obviously we've seen him do tremendous things, and I got to keep trying to get the ball to him and let him make plays, and he is a great player, and he's going to have a huge impact on this team, and we're going to keep coming to him.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.